You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Rob.
How are you doing? Before I get into it, I'll just say that last song was beautiful.
It was lush, eh? Very, very nice.
I can imagine just standing there looking wistfully at something, listening to that.
Yeah,
in
nice.
The distance.
The sun rising or, I don't know, something else.
Right, now, before I get into what I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to tell you what happened. I started doing a bit. I was reading this article about the biggest ever penguin, right?
Whoa, okay.
Found in Dunedin, like the bones a bit.
Biggest ever in the world or just in New Zealand?
Ever.
Nice.
Anywhere. And I was halfway through it, but I'm sure we've talked about it before.
It's ringing a bell in my brain. It feels like some Mind Trench stuff.
We talked about it like maybe about 6 weeks ago. And then I thought, well, do you know what? This is happening quite a lot. It's not, listen, I'm not the first person to talk about it. I'm not taking any credit for it. I just read stuff that I see on my phone, right? But then we talked about orcas eating great white sharks' livers ages ago, right? About every 6 months, they go, oh, dun, dun, dun.
Here's a thing. They're copying your homework, Rob,
and
is
then,
what they're doing.
Remember we talked about mammoths, getting mammoths back together.
I do. getting the mammoths back together again.
Getting the band back together. That is coming back again. And someone's actually agreed with what I've said. They was more scientific about it.
But they were like, don't do that.
It's ridiculous. So I just think that's lazy researchers. Like They're just tuned into the Mind Trench
and they're copying your homework,
exactly.
Rob.
So anyway, I found this. And I don't think I'll ever be able to watch Jurassic Park or any dinosaur film again ever without laughing after I read this.
I'm strapped in. I'm ready.
Right. Now, in films and documentaries, dinosaurs like T-Rex and all the big naughty ones with pointy teeth are depicted roaring, you know, like a lion crossed with a two-band throat singer. Like they make that noise,
yeah.
Right? There is no evidence that they made such noises, right? Firstly, lions and two-band throat singers have vocal cords and folds of tissue in their throats, which allows them to do that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have as well, but we're too lazy. Now, there is no direct fossil evidence that dinosaurs had the same structures. And also, dinosaurs were the ancestors of birds. So it seems more likely some of them made bird-like noises.
So you're telling me, Rob?
Yeah. Hollywood have been lying to us again.
That they're not necessarily making the scary noises we've come to associate with dinosaurs. And that it's all been propaganda.
Propaganda
to make us
Hollywood.
Scared of them.
A 2016 study argued that some would make close mouth booming noises, vocalizations like an ostrich.
Give us an impression of that.
I can't, okay. But I've got another impression. I've got a T-Rex impression coming up that you're just going to love. Interesting, modern day birds have a voice box called a syrinx.
A syrinx?
A syrinx, which allows them to chirp.
Now that feels like a band name if
syrinx,
anyone's not used that.
Heavy
syrinx.
Metal, it's got to be heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Thrash metal? Would you go as far as thrash metal?
Yeah, probably.
Anyway,
I reckon you can make that work.
A syrinx was recently found fossilised in a bird that lived in the Cretaceous period, right? So
that's old.
That's well old. That's well old. So, but I couldn't get it out of my mind. You imagine, like, a Jurassic Park film and the old... Oh, I nearly swore then. the old T-Rex comes up, surveys his... like everything in front of him, the big vista, and then opens his mouth and goes quack, quack. I want to go for all the Jurassic Park movies and take all them noises out and insert duck quacks.
Can you give us that again? I've got a bit of John Williams in the background here, so
quack, quack.
Give us another dinosaur.
Are they all sound like ducks?
They're all ducks.
All ducks.
No twit to woos, they're just all quacking away.
Oh, what am I doing?
That's a pterodactyl, that one there.
So, yeah, just again, I just thought that was brilliant, and I can't get that. I've been thinking about that all day yesterday to distract myself.
It would really, it would really change the tenor of the movie if they all started quacking.
If he was sitting in the toilet like that bloke and a dinosaur come along and quacked at you, you'd just laugh at it. Probably end up getting eaten in half, but, you know.
You've had a good end of the thing. Have had a text in, though, from someone saying, I have heard some scary birds, and I've, birds can be a bit freaky in their own right, so... Not to disregard their ferocious power, but
all right,
different type
Duck's
of ferocious
a bird,
power.
Isn't it?
Your duck is a bird. Okay, cool. Yeah, duck is definitely a bird. You've picked us a song this morning from one of your favourite artists,
one
Rob.
Of my favourite all-time human beings as well. It's Amelia with "Say Chic."
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
That was Amelia with "Say Chic," picked for us by the Bardabolics this morning. Thank you very much, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.